Why couldn't she date a chick?
Where was this wart?
On the end of his nose. He can't have orgasm.
Why?
I have no fucking clue.
That's good for you. Why would you care?
Because it's not normal.
Well, yeah, but why would you care? I mean,
what? Well,
you can just go to the moon as many times as you want, and he'll just be there. I'm gonna have the opposite problem. I can't even get my socks off of that. Getting a little baby gravy on my. Where's your do you have a boombox?
Okay, that won't work.
I think it probably needs an antenna. Do you have antenna wire for?
Well, isn't this a Houston station?
Yeah, but
there's not enough. Oh, how about that? This guy put that in for me, and I didn't ask any questions. And he came out of
the what did you get from, what's his name, Winston? What furniture did you get from Winston?
Oh, from Winston I got just that butcher block in there.
Oh, that's cool.
But it wasn't painted, it was just regular wood.
Did you paint it?
You had it on.
I find that difficult to believe.
Murals is really cool though. If you want to do murals.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I would love that. Everybody loves Best Buy. All you have to do is advertise.
Well, that's my weak point.
Paper City.
Yeah.
Really? That rich paper.
That
thing
is so
cheesy, but still they have plastic.
Yeah, we do. We like to go to the gym and then go make fun of it. Like, we always, because of how it is the post-up gym.
Oh, really?
We like to always pick it up there and go have coffee and make fun of it.
It's like, who are you? What do you mean you're going to be Sally and Raiden? You know, like, who are these people? I mean, do people know these people?
Oh, like the,
the, like, little society page or whatever?
He needs light for his surgery. The surgery he's going to perform in the stereo.
So, how did you find out about this orgasm from?
Yeah, I thought he wasn't going to do it for a while.
Well, I didn't feel like doing that waiting thing.
So you made him and then you found out a secret?
I guess you can look at it that way. I didn't know I was going to find out a secret. And then he tries to act like it's no big deal and then he tells me, he goes, oh, well, you know, once we're married, it's not going to be like that. And I'm thinking, yeah, right?
So he can suddenly have an orgasm after he's married?
Yeah, he's trying to say that the concern about pregnancy is, you know, such a burning issue that's why mentally he can't. I'm like, that's bullshit.
Something's wrong
with him. He needs a shrink.
That's not normal.
No, that's not normal.
There's all the same. Never sleep with anybody with worse problems than your own.
Yeah. That's a pretty good thing.
I don't know if he has problems or not, or if he just is dysfunctional. But the fact that he doesn't want to address it is a problem.
Then I think it's a problem.
Never.
Really? Ever? Never?
Never. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Something like, my God, is this what's wrong with me?
No.
It's like having a big human power dildo. You might want to rethink your decision here. Alright, do your freaking antenna, your FM antenna, doesn't have any leads connected to it. Alright, where's your soul screwdriver?
Oh man, that's a tool.
The funny looking one.
Why are we taping this?
Got it on the air.
forgot about it. Pretty much balance, and now we're going to do good on there.
And well, I'm
dead. Pep.
Yes, ma'am.
Why is the recorder on?
Huh?
Why is the recorder on?
Are you sure it's on?
Yes, I am.
Well, if he can have an hour.
Are you sexually harassed in the post office?
Oh, you missed one call.
What's
that? Either was.
Because
yeah, ma'am.
I was trying to get dressed and he was talking on and on. I was like, I gotta go. I didn't tell him where I was going. I was being kind of
rude. The voice of the employee.
Shit, you know what? We're going to start freaking stalking her.
You eliminate. There's a problem.
You're drinking.
I'm forced to eliminate the money.
So, can he get an erection? Oh, yeah. Oh, my. He was like Mr. Erection.
We'd like to keep it on multiple issues.
Keep him real
for a bit. Especially if you work for a post office, we'd like to hear
from you. Kind of defeats, you know, the whole
number 713.
I mean, how do you have a child like that?
738-713-526 KPFT.
Maybe
we have issues.
Cool. Literally, we can keep them pretty good. There's four guys. They're not like, you know, like, you know, people off the street. We've got
like,
a lot of them have trees.
Freedom's so good.
They're smart. They're not smart. It's not like they're, you know.
I don't know. I'm just kind of questioning, you know, the whole premise of, no, that should be unusual, or that's a good thing. Yeah, we treat them pretty good. You know, once in a while they get out of hand, we got to smack them around a little bit, but you can see that whole...
I say that only because they typically can't quit, per se. You can quit, but you can't find an equal job. So they're more vulnerable, I guess, to management than someone like I am. So you have to go out of your way to treat them with respect and not to take them for granted. They're not slack exactly, but
they're not making
that much money.
That everybody should be treated with respect and, you know, not
right.
Just for granted, regardless
right.
Of whether management or
well,
hourly.
Well, engineers aren't always treated quite as well, actually.
Yeah.
Because they can,
so they can get
fired,
canned,
they can quit, right.
Someone doesn't like you.
Right. Where operators, you have to try extra hard to make sure everybody's treated equally. Whereas engineers, but you don't like them, you don't like them.
I mean, I didn't want to be a downer tonight. Well, it's heavy, it's both.
Kenna wants her on the radio. We could watch that.
I know, they need to liven their shows up a little bit. Get some good fire-breathing guests on there.
Yeah, strike, let's call a general strike. We'll shut down the economy. We'll bring them to bear. Strike.
We went to the ISO meeting a couple summers ago. This is what they would do when someone would have these chants. We're at the end of the talk, and somebody would make a real rousing point. Everybody would stand up and they'd be like,
strike.
That's the IMO.
ISO.
International
Social Order. Litigation and grievances being the
hidden
costs of... Whoa. You're a socialist?
Are you?
I didn't say my dues.
...in the budget, and there's an enormous amount of money spent on that. And then...
The
red
catbirds. Isn't that
a cool place?
I'd
love to
drive
by it.
That's where we're going next.
What is it? It's a little bar. Like, there's an outside place and it's not gay?
There are some gay people don't live with.
But it's not. Well, it's not predominantly gay.
No.
I just read everything on me. No. There's a couple bars on the that are... Well, I don't know. I mean,
my wife has an issue just because there's no one taking shots at you.
Smart.
No, I'm just like, I'm like a record. I just detain things and just repeat them.
So my best friend comes to town and he's like, "What? I go to gay bar and it's a gay." Yeah, and it's cool, but after a while I just start getting annoyed. I'm just like, okay.
Because he's like, "God, look at that one. Isn't he cute?" And you're like, "Yeah, he's cute, but for you."
Yeah, I'm like, what about Marty? Why am I getting up for this night. Every night is all he wants to do. He never wants to go to anywhere that's normal. This is a normal thing. She's sitting all that up.
Yeah.
Thinking about that.
Is he a Tarzan?
No, he's the guy, actually. I don't know what Ev is.
Ev likes Tarzan.
Is Ev the guy or the girl?
Everett.
I know, but
oh.
They're guys. They're roles. They
oh,
roll.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I didn't know.
I think it switches too, though, but I'm not sure.
He says he doesn't switch.
He's always the girl?
He's always the guy.
Yeah. So he's kind of the macho homo? A moho? He's a pitcher.
That's the receiver.
So he's the topper.
He's the one that has the money, the car, the cash, pitcher.
He's a topper.
And he always gets the girly guy. So I don't know
how Everett falls in. You know, he puts on the dress and the makeup. He
sure.
Looks pretty damn good, except for his freaking biceps are so massive. He gets his little shirts on. He's got his little legs. He's got nice legs, real smooth. Little hips, you know, and then...
Yeah, and then his body's still made like a man. Narrow in here. And then. I don't know, though. I don't think that it's always pretty old. Maybe not. I know that some women fall into that, but I don't think it's always good. My gay cousin, in the high school, they think that they're terrible. And they always, one is the one and one's the other. I couldn't figure out which was which, and I'm like, ooh, it's like, they both look like, you know, to me. One was a girl and one was a guy. I don't know who that came through this person. But like the one girl, she's like, I would never go out with a girl. That's a girl. I only want a guy.
The girl?
Yeah, the guy. That's a good way to sound gay. I had to listen to all those conversations. You know that the guy girls that were all hanging out, they were men's parties.
What?
Sounds
like an identity crisis more than, you know, the tidy white?
Yeah.
You guys have
more like an identity crisis?
It's easier to pee.
Because
you got that little flap in the front.
You can't pee like that. And it's ridiculous.
Have you ever tried it?
It's absolutely ridiculous to wear a guy's draw. All that extra material for nothing. All that flappage and stuff. Well, what do you need that for? She got a point.
You know, get sick.
I think I'm gonna barf just the visual. Yeah.
Why don't you call up the question? So, you know, we don't have a union, and the guys get treated good, and, I mean, what's the benefit of having a union at my plant? Call them, say that.
And they would explain to me why unions are good.
See, I'm a managerial worker there. And, you know, what they'll say is, well,
too much of a
schmuck. It's like Derek saying, well, let me think about this guy. He probably has more money than any of us.
And oh, totally.
What does he do? You know, he's making like probably $70,000 a year. And he has a bed,
yeah.
a knife and a fork.
Right.
And I think that's it.
Yeah.
And maybe some
cheese. Maybe your microwave,
but
probably not.
Okay.
A fridge.
Exactly.
What is it?
It's a shitty-ass car.
We saw Angelina at the Y the other day. She was working out on the treadmill.
Where did he meet her?
She works at the same company he works
for. Yeah, and they're already...
He met her at a party somewhere.
I don't think all of them
at a different party.
He
never met her at work. He met outside of work.
Yeah.
And what did he say last time? He wasn't sure how things were going, but... I'm just going to go pick her up at the airport or something like that.
Are you sure?
Okay. I thought that was a good sign.
Yeah, we'll be around.
Well,
well.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I mean
he's sort of
okay.
Bugging me. And But I'm picking her up at the airport, so we'll see how she's going to imitate
Derek. She's
fucking
me. We always imitate her. It's so funny. Oh, you know. I've never heard anybody talk like that.
That's something weird with this.
Face
or something.
No. Whatever happened.
Interesting.
I've been
around her like once or twice. She's not the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought she was kind of funny, but I don't like about her. I mean, I like that euphemism.